There are all sorts of anomalies in this story, and that's what makes it so powerful. So Jesus introduces himself, making an offer to this woman, offering himself, offering what he had to say. And I'm sure the woman was taken aback. We don't know historically, first of all, what happened here. Maybe this didn't happen. Clearly, this is what the early Jesus movement believed would have happened. And as you spend more time with this, you see this wonderful kind of unfolding of this woman in the presence of this man who makes this overture to her. That he would make the overture to her is pretty extraordinary in the first place. And what seems to be going on is what is supposed to be going on during Lent, as a matter of fact. Namely, we enter into this safe space between us and God and come to know who we really are a little better. And this is what is happening with this woman. And she coyly kind of keeps shifting the conversation. But the upshot of the whole encounter is this unrolling of herself. It's all right for me to be who I am with this man. And thus the promise, of course, of going beyond who she was, of growing up. It is a wonderful, wonderful story, and really does warrant all kinds of time thinking about it. Because this is what's supposed to be going on with us. Mm-hmm. We have to, later on in Lent, we have to talk more about this business of sin, but right now something more fundamental is here, that this woman entered this kind of fear-free environment and became more fully herself. And the extraordinary thing that even with other people, she probably had a big reputation in this town. And then she would go and talk to them, too, about who she was. This glorious liberation, in other words, is what we're talking about. And Jesus, of course, promised of this living water that he would give to her. So, although I don't think we are, I don't know, maybe there's some notorious sinners besides me in this room, but the fact is that this opening up, this self-revelation in the light of the presence of Jesus is what we're supposed to be after in Lent, which happens, as I said, the first Sunday of Lent, or Ash Wednesday, only in silence and solitude. And then the larger message, of course, is this is what we're supposed to be for each other. We're not, of course. The church is not. This wonderfully fear-free, liberative environment. But this clearly is what we're called to.